Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Well, welcome everybody to Life in Full Expression. My name is Beth Wolf and I am your host. Welcome to episode one of this. I'm excited to be with you listeners and hope you get great value, that we have fun together. And so we're going to be looking at three keys to your energy being free, fun, and fully expressed. So I'm going to introduce, we're going to go through really about what it's like to even have a life of full expression. You know, how do you do it? What are the components of it? A lot of times living in our daily lives, we can make a choice to turn down our greatness, or our circumstances and conditions feel like they kind of got us by the neck and, you know, I don't even want to explore, or I don't have the energy to do it. And so it's my intention that we're going to unlock that I'm going to show you some ways on how you can explore, how you can elevate yourself up above, kind of like a bug's eye view, and get a greater view of the incredible tapestry that your life is. And I'm going to share some of my own stories and experiences with that. And then we're also going to look at what it looks like to actually expand your life. And so we have a choice each and every day that we can fully express or not fully express. So are you guys ready? Let's get started. One of our great questions is, why even explore and what's its purpose? I love quotes, and we've got a lot of amazing explorers that have come through this world. And I wanted to start with a quote by Charles Lindbergh. He said that, "I believe the risks I take are justified by the sheer love of the life I lead." So a question to us is, are you loving your life? Do you love the life that you lead? And, you know, what he wanted to experience, he wanted to discover an increased capacity of himself and even technology of a plane to fly across the Atlantic Ocean to New York, I mean, rather from New York to Paris. And I can remember a little bit of the story how, you know, the engine had to be this size and, you know, they could only take so much fuel, and they just stripped the plane of everything. And what an amazing exploration that was for it. So why do we explore? I love to do word studies, so we're going to kind of go on this deep little dive. I mean, part of my background is being a teacher and a professor and life coach. So really exploring, it is an art. It's an art of searching in order to discover. It's not just about discovering land and oceans and out there in space, which, you know, we're always discovering the depths of our ocean and the depths of space. But sometimes our exploration might be more inward of ourselves. And it invites us to basically explore uncharted territory that might be out there, but also uncharted territory that is going to be in here as well. And that invites us to grow and elevate and expand our lives. And ultimately, I truly believe one of the reasons why we're here is to give back. That as you and I invest in ourselves, we become more of an asset in collaboration with people around us. And we really become a person of increase. When people come into our presence, that they are leaving it feeling even better than before when they came into it. And so exploring is also a desire to discover current unknowns and increase our knowledge, increase our understanding, increase our experiences. And It helps shape our world. It will bring a world that will ignite and inspire and impact not only you, but again, the people that are around you. And again, it is all about we are here to fully express ourselves and ultimately from the essence of love and light to people. So listen to this quote. This is kind of fun. All the books in the world, the best stories are found between the pages of a passport. So just put in your mind right now an image of a passport, and you've got all these stamps on it. And you can look on the stamps, but in between those pages of that passport is all kinds of experiences that you've had out in the world. And I'm going to share some of mine that I have had in the world of my outward exploration and traveling around the world and meeting people. Had amazing experiences sharing smiles with people and looking at their unique expressions. And I can remember being in this hospital in India, and this little old woman was so enamored with my digital watch. And it was in Tamil Nadu, and there's like 600 dialects or more in India, so it wasn't like I was going to learn that language, all those languages quick. And you know how we communicated? We communicated through smiles. We communicated through gestures. We communicated through energy. And we actually allowed that to be a bridge of experience from that. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit more experiences that I had in Haiti and the Dominican and Europe. And so that outward exploration has really helped shape me. I don't rely on other people's views of the world. I went out there and allowed it to shape me. And then the next thing that we're going to talk about in inward exploring is an epic inward journey that I took of rebirthing from an incredible Temazcal sweat lodge experience in Tulum, Mexico, where it was just after pretty much my complete identity had been gone. And it was a really painful part of my life, but it was also a rebirthing. So we're going to continue on. Some of the things that I find that when we're exploring in life that we will tend to actually push away. And I invite you right now, if you've got a pen or pencil or paper and you want to really, I would invite you to even have a journal for this show that with each segment, I'm going to be having lots of questions and you can be on this incredible discovery of yourself. So, we can explore a lot of times in our American culture that I've grown up in that we can have some doubts and discontents and discomforts. And they're places of friction in our lives. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I've been taught that I just wish they would go away. I wish I didn't have them. I don't know what to do with them. I don't even know what they mean. And through a lot of training that I've gone through, I found that there's some secret sauce in these doubts, discontents, and discomforts, that they are signals coming from our soul asking us to grow. We're stagnant. We're not growing. We're stuck. If you think about an image of a pool of water that does not have fresh water coming into it and it allowing it to drain out, it's going to get stagnant, not smell very good. It's not going to be life-giving. So what I found that what if they are clues of light for you and I to discover our true authentic self from within this human experience. And what if really there are signals actually coming to us that, the next thing is to discover those. So I want to just talk about a little bit of doubts. And doubts are really feelings of uncertainty and lack. And that we might be afraid of an unknown. Discontents are us being dissatisfied with our circumstances. And discomforts are really feeling uneasy anxious and uncomfortable. Can you guys relate to some of that? I definitely have had that quite a bit in my life. So just be jotting some of those down of what you're feeling. And really, as we move through that, another part of exploring is that we can discover something new. We can discover a greater clarity, a greater awareness from our failures, our successes, and our revelations. And what I came to learn about failure is that really failure is feedback and telling us it's really not this way, but it's another way. And success is so important for us to be remembering about ourselves because it's going to fuel momentum for us to move forward and take the next leap. And those amazing revelations unveils us to know that it helps us look at things in a new way. So after this break coming up, we're going to go to a short break here. I'm actually going to take you on an inward journey and an outward journey that I took myself. And so we're going to go to a short break. I'll be right back and get ready to go into the sweat lodge with me. And I'll see you back right after this.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com, you are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Beth Wolf. This is the show Life in Full Expression, and we're talking about exploring, elevating, and expanding your full expression. And we're headed into some bit of journeys that I took in exploring. And I want to first share with you guys, as I completed a 25-year marriage in 2015 and went out into the world, what would I love to be, do, and have? I began an exploration of looking at, you know, do I want to continue in athletic medicine? I've been in that for 35 years. Did I want to go into teaching? And through that process of elimination, it was no to that one and no to this one. And I remember that still small voice that whispered inside my heart that You're an inspirational teacher, Beth. What would that look like to bring that to the world? And so guess what? I found life coaching and I flew throughout the United States going to different institutes of life coaching, and I landed on one that I really loved. It had the art and science of transformational coaching, and I entered into that institution and studied for 3 years and launched my coaching business, and I just love helping people unlock their greatness. So as you heard that outward exploration, it took me actually going out, like taking the action of going and seeing what was out there, what resonated with me and what didn't resonate with me. So that was my outward exploration. So let's, you guys ready to go in a sweat lodge with me? I had never done this before, but let me tell you a little bit about a sweat lodge in a Thomas Gall event. I had never heard of it. I had never done it, but I'm going to read to you. It's during a ceremony, participants will enter a sweat lodge, and it's typically shaped like an igloo, and it's constructed usually of volcanic stone or wood or cement. And the one I went in, it was all cement. And once inside, the volcanic rocks are placed in the center. They're basically heated all day long. And then water's poured over them, and the rocks produce the steam. And we put aloe vera and sage, and it's a real cleansing process, not only outwardly, but inwardly. So I just want to remind you that I went into this Thomas Gall event after really kind of what I felt my identity completely gone. I'm no longer a wife. My adult children have decided to have only a relationship with their father at this time. And I was really sad, and I was afraid, and I was in a lot of pain, and I wasn't sure, you know, what was next for me. It was like literally I was in the void, and it was dark, and it was unknown, and it felt really, really scary. So there's a photo of me as I'm sitting on this ledge in Tulum, Mexico, and I'm looking out at the water, and I don't know if some of you guys are claustrophobic, but I felt claustrophobic, and so as I was going into this volcanic stone Thomas Gall, I went in there, and all of a sudden, I just felt really claustrophobic and afraid, and so I told myself, I'm like, no, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine, Beth, and then I was like, no, you're not fine, so I go back out, and this amazing shaman, and his name is Jesus, so Jesus, my shaman, can you believe it, you guys, amazing young man, and he's in his full dress, and he sees me come back out, and he looks at me, and he just whispers to me, and he goes, it's only fear, and you're just afraid, all is well, you just allow yourself to just, you know, be at peace, and he's just whispering all these things over me, and so I'm standing with my hands on my hips, and I'm looking out at the Caribbean Sea, and, you know, trying to get that testosterone, but it just him whispering and go, you know, it's just fear. So I went back in, and the process is you put all this aloe vera on you, and it sets the stage, and they bring in with the heat, and there's four levels of the heat, and it's pitch black in there. There's no reason to even open your eyes, and so you are literally going inside in the womb of yourself, and you're closing off all your incredible senses. And I can tell you that I never experienced so much expansion and contraction in my body, not only physically, but metaphorically. And I had incredible visions in there. The heat was so freaking intense. And we were doing mantras, and he taught us how to breathe. And I remember at one point, it was so hot in there, I had my head all the way down on the dirt, just trying to be able to breathe. And just feeling this massive heat come over me. And as I literally had to shut out all the sensations of my body and just chant from within myself. And I didn't know that I was going through such a transformation, but as it cooled and I crawled out on my hands and knees after we'd been in there 3 hours and I'm wobbly and weak and I'm rising to my feet, I stood in that open air and literally took the first breath of my new life. And as the days passed, I used to be really motion sickness with travel and stuff like that. And I found that that was completely healed. I no longer had motion sickness, and I had a newfound hunger for these unknown charted seas to explore new in my life. And you know what? This talk radio show is one of those unknown charted areas that I have chosen to do. So what I'd like to do now, as I have come out of that reborn experience, is invite you to, what way could you explore a new uncharted territory of yourself? You know, it may not be a Thomas Gall event, but it might be something like, what would be one inspired step that you could take? And jot that down. Ask yourself, what could it be? And if something's not coming to you now, I've always learned that if you stay with the question, the answer will come. Just stay with the question. And a lot of times staying with the question and going and playing and having fun helps too. Well, I want to take us back. I want to take us to our next segment and just fly into, all right, we've explored, now the next area of expressing ourselves is elevating ourselves. And why elevate your life? What's really the purpose of that? And so a great quote by Andre Gide is, we cannot discover new oceans unless we have the courage to lose sight of the shore. And really, when we begin to elevate our expression, it's really about our capabilities and letting go of stories that and experiences that no longer serve us. Just imagine an image of unbraiding something that has been tight for so many years, and you're allowing space and you're allowing yourself to really let go and surrender your ego. And that's really what it is as we surrender our ego and we allow ourselves to live more from our soul and our divine bliss, things can really begin to have a greater expansion in our lives, which we're going to go to after this. So I want to ask you and share with you, what might be some symptoms of hanging on to old stories that is causing us maybe to be braided tight and not allowing us to move into uncharted territories? And it might be the fact that you're feeling stuck, you're feeling stagnant, or gosh, you know, this just keeps happening over and over and over again. The same story, the same circumstances, it keeps coming in. And things keep coming around in your life and you're feeling overwhelmed, or you really almost are living the same year over and over again. And you might even be a little bit bored for that. So that can be some of the symptoms. And again, I invite you to write down, what are some of the repeated themes that are happening in your life that are not serving you? So I also want to share sometimes a perspective that we might have about new things that are coming into our life. And we actually might put our hand up and go, no, I couldn't do that. I mean, I don't deserve it, or I don't even see how it could work. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit about a fishing story. So imagine this mountain stream river and these people fishing along the river, and these new guys come to, or gals, come to this river, and they start throwing out their fishing lines. And they see up the river an old man, and he's pulling in these huge fish. But they witness something kind of crazy. He throws them back into the river. They're like, that is nuts. What's going on with that? So the one guy, he decides he's going to go up and talk to this old guy. And he goes up, hey, I noticed you're pulling in these amazing big fish, but you're throwing them back. And he goes, well, yeah. He goes, look down on the ground. And the guy sees this broken off ruler. And he goes, yeah, well, what's with the broken off ruler? And he goes, well, hey, sonny, that's the size of my frying pan back at my house. And so if the fish is too big beyond this ruler, I throw him back in. And he's like, the younger guy goes, why don't you just get a bigger frying pan? So here's the message of that. The river is a representation of the river of life and the opportunities that could come to us. But maybe our narrow sight of ourselves or our sense of deserving is stopping us from really receiving that incredible opportunity. So where might we want to have a bigger frying pan in life, right? And again, I think of myself. I even said to myself, you know, kind of like a new talk radio show. And I asked myself, if I don't take this opportunity, you know, and I think I stay with my broken off ruler perspective and mentality, where am I going to be from a year from now? Well, I'd probably be still on the shore in a safe harbor. So I want to read a quote to you by Mark Twain. He said that 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, and discover. And I want to put up to you, as we keep going in this segment, I want to put up an image of a balloon's rising. And as we unbraid and untie our perspectives to our stories in our experiences, that we don't have to let them have us. We don't have to, you know, see more like a bug eye view down in the dirt. But as we let go those experiences that don't serve us, and we allow ourselves to maybe have an infinite ruler rather than a broken off one, we raise above ourselves and we have this expansive view of what really could be possible for our lives. And we let go of the sandbags that would weigh us down from really going out into life. So would you be willing to release some of your perspectives and our distorted views that may not be serving us, and allow ourselves to go into those uncharted territories? So one of the things about developing and elevating is our capabilities. And one of my mentors that has really helped me a lot is to really celebrate the endings and the beginnings. So the ending of my 25-year marriage, the completion of it, I can celebrate that. And I know that might maybe sound strange, but it's complete. That chapter's complete. Job well done, Beth. And then I also can celebrate, and you could celebrate, your beginnings as I went into the void and the darkness. We're always at choice of what we want to choose for something to have a meaning. And we can choose for it to be bad, or we can choose for it to be good. And always asking ourselves, what if I just loved it and embraced it and brought it in all the way along? And one of the things that served me about developing a capability of being neutral and at choice is one of the sandbags that I let go is of the victim mindset. I could have said, you know, a lot of things happened to me in my marriage and, you know, my adult children choosing not to speak with me for a couple of years, you know, that is happening to me. And instead, there was a gateway of responsibility where I said, what if this is happening with me? What if it is happening for me and through me? Oh, man, that began to allow me to bring my power back in myself, and my energy wasn't splatted all out there. So what's happening in your life right now? Is there part of it that you might feel like life is happening to you? And would you like to go through a gateway of responsibility and say, you know what, Life is happening with me. This marriage happened with me. This relationship happened with me. The health that I'm experiencing right now is with me. And as we begin to go through a gateway of surrendership, that's the invitation where we really can begin to grow. So also within that is so much about self-forgiveness, self-love, and through a process that I went through of hugging my anger, my sadness, and surrendering. And just even a couple days ago, I was noticing some grieving going on in me, and I just brought it in. I let myself feel it, and I actually was able to allow myself to heal even more by just allowing myself to feel it. So we're going to go to a quick break again, as we have just summed up what it feels like to explore and elevate our life and full expression. And we're going to go back, and we'll be back, and I'm going to bring us in for a landing about what it looks like to expand our life and full expression. So stay tuned. Be right back with you with Life and Full Expression.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Beth Wolf, your host of Life in Full Expression, and we've been talking about exploring, elevating, and expanding your life in full expression. And as we come in for a landing with our first episode on these three keys, we're going to dive into now, what does it feel like and look like for us to expand our life? And are we even expanding it? So what's the purpose of that? And again, here's a great quote. Blessed are the curious, for they will have adventures. So that's definitely a great element of expanding your life, is to be and stay curious. An element of expanding is we want to expand our capacities. We want to open ourselves out more. We want to unfold. We want to stretch. We want to go beyond what we know. And I just want to bring up some images of like a flower opening up. as you see, you know, one of my favorite trees in the world is a tulip tree. They're absolutely gorgeous. And so they go through a time of dormancy, but then it's time to expand our lives. We've been, drinking in nutrients, we've been developing, and now it's time to actually deliver some greatness and beauty into the world. And my oldest daughter, she loves fields of poppies. And, some of my friends live down in California and they talk about the blooming of the poppies, how it comes out. And I like to refer to our life as a harmony where we're in these seasons. And so sometimes we're going to be exploring, and then we're going to be elevating, and then we're going to be expanding our capacities. So, as I've mentioned, I've spent decades in athletic medicine and help athletes return to their greatness and their activity. And it always has to do with us increasing their movement and their flexibility and their adaptability. That as they come out of that injury, a lot of times after if you've had surgery or an injury, we can come back with an atrophied muscle. We can come back with a contracted joint. It feels stiff. It doesn't move as well. And so, really, what is it that we can do to increase our capacities, not only physically, but also within ourselves, to be more flexible, to be more adaptable, and actually unfold ourselves even more? And one of the ways that I've found that can help us quite a bit is training our mind and increasing our awareness. And part of that is through appreciation of yourself, appreciation of others. One of the things that can really highlight your life is allowing yourself to not only honor your own perspective, but there's 8 billion other people in the world, and to honor their perspective as well. So, I liked one of my favorite mentors out there, and possibly you've heard of her, is Dr. Sue Mortar. And she wrote a book called The Energy Codes. And this is one of the areas that has helped me so much, is she gives in this book about the protective self and the soulful self. And as we look at the protective self, it's really about our current ego and our identity. And it's based, certainly doesn't it, our ego and our identity doesn't want to die. It will do anything to stay alive, and there's going to be distorted views that we may have about ourselves. And then we actually project that distortion out into our world. And it's almost like we're in a wobble of our energy. And as that was presented to me, I was like, wow, my protective self and my ego is going to do everything it possibly can to hang on to those distorted views. And it was so helpful to have that perspective. But I also learned that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. And the other aspect of allowing those distortions to come in and just, give them love. There's certain things that have happened with us in life. Notice that I'm saying it happened with us and not to us. That if we hang on to those experiences and those stories, then it's not going to allow us to elevate into uncharted territory. So the other thing that she introduces is that we could come from our soulful self. And our soulful self is already whole. It doesn't have to strive. It's already thriving. It's grounded, it's centered, it's abundantly sourced. And as we come more and more from that soulful self, and we'll learn more about that in episodes to come, I guarantee that I will be sharing more about this with you, is that we can begin to trust that love. We can trust the universe, that we can be in flow with that. So I have learned that what there's some really cool ways that we can enhance this soulful self. So here's some really practical tools that you can practice on a daily basis on how to really nurture and allow your soul to be more expressed. And one of the ways that I have found is appreciation. Not only appreciation for what we may be actually having in America or have in your life, an appreciation for some of the void and the challenges for us to say, hey, where's the seed of good in completing a 25-year marriage, of my adult children not talking to me for a time, of just the aloneness that I might feel? And here was the seed of good as I asked those questions. Because if we ask very high calibrating loving questions, then high calibrated loving answers and solutions are going to come to us. And so I'd been a mom for decades helping me raise these kids. And moms, you might be able to relate to this, is that we put so much into our kids that sometimes we forget about ourselves and, you know, like putting the oxygen mask on ourselves. So what I found is I could give 100% attention on myself. And that was one of the reasons I was able to have so many of those experiences, is it was a journey about appreciating myself and going in on myself and growing. So sometimes there can be a seed of good when things seem like they're hard. Another thing would be intuition, of just allowing yourself to grow intuitively. And a good component of increasing capacities is, are you stepping into courage? Are you allowing self-forgiveness? One of the other definitions of forgiveness that I have learned is allowing yourself to let go of one perception for another. Allowing yourself to give yourself a forward give. I'm not saying that maybe something that happened with you was right, but you may not get an apology from that person. So it's really about us allowing ourselves to have a new perspective on that, or a new perception. And the other aspect of increasing your capacities is celebrating the joy and celebrating the resilience that you had. I mean, you'll find out more about me, but there's just been incredible journeys that have been in my life. And so those are some practical ways that you can increase your capacity as you expand your life, is appreciation, intuition, courage, forgiveness, joy, and resilience. So we are going to go to a short break here again as we bring this in for a landing. We're going to be going all the way in. I thank you for joining me so far on Life in Full Expression and exploring, elevating, and expanding. So we'll be right back after this break. Be right back.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
You are a brilliantly self-aware woman with a big heart and a cycle of dissatisfying relationships. Maybe you're drawn to a man who lights a fire in you but leaves you feeling amiss. Does that sound about right? My name is Love Coach Mariah, and I help women navigate the rough waters of rocky relationship from push and pull to peace of mind. Learn more at lovecoachmariya.com. The first call is on me.
Hi everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, Using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, and we've been talking about the three keys to having a life in full expression, about not only exploring, elevating, and expanding. And so I want to bring this episode in for a landing with some powerful questions that you can write down for yourself and stay with you as we come in next week with an episode that's going to enhance that even more. So what is your life in full expression to give and impact your own life, community, and world? There's just nothing greater than being not only at our full capacity and capabilities, but to be giving back to the world around us and be collaborating with other people that have that same energy and that same mindset. I know that just gives me so much life. So asking, what might you desire to discover in your exploration of more clarity? What is it? What would you like to know more about yourself outwardly and inwardly? You know, I love to ask questions, and one of the ones I was sharing with a very special person is, if you could go to three places in the world, where would you love to go? What would you love to experience? What would impact your spirit and your soul that would elevate you and expand you? And then you could share that with the people around you. So what might be three areas that you'd like to explore in the world? Maybe different kinds of cultures or somewhere in your neighborhood even. It doesn't have to be far. It could be close. And then what would be three areas that you would like to explore about yourself? What would you like to explore maybe a little bit more about a discontent that is really the signal to your next level and your next growth? And what would you explore about a discontent that there's an area that's not satisfying, like I experienced in my relationship and my 25-year marriage as it came to a completion? So next up, what might you desire to develop in your elevated capabilities? You got more in you. You know there's more in there. You wouldn't even be listening to this show. You wouldn't even be on Transformation Talk Radio if you didn't know that there was a calling of more of your capabilities. So, you know, what sandbags of your histories and your stories could you let go of so that you would allow yourself to rise that soul within you? And, you know, the sandbags kind of represent our egos, and we could just unbraid them and let go of them and allow yourself to flourish like a field of poppies What might that be? If you could have more capabilities in your life, what would they be? Write them down. Stay with the question for a week. Don't just ask it once, but stay with it. And then what might you desire to deliver in your expanded capacities? If you could bring more to not only your life of what you would love to feel, you know, one of my favorite authors is Neville Goddard, The Feeling of the Secret. And he says, you know, come from the wish fulfilled. What would it feel like to be living that life of full expression and maybe health and, you know, your career and your social life, intellectually, emotionally, environmentally? What would that feel like to you if it was already here? Because we are electromagnetic beings, and we can attract that, bringing that into us. We can be an amazing gravitational pull, but we got to ask the questions first and stay with them. So one of my favorite quotes by Dalai Lama is, once a year, go someplace you've never been before. Once a year, go someplace you've never been before. So one of the things on my bucket list that I would love is Egypt. I've always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to go down the Nile River or up the Nile River and experience those ancient civilizations. And why was the pyramids built there? And, you know, I just have all kinds of curiosity and question. And then Eleanor Roosevelt said, the purpose of life is to live it, to taste it, to experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experiences. What kind of rich experience would you love to have in your life? And so as you see this image being pulled up in front of you, your potential self is infinite. And that is from Yogi Tea that I had one day, and that is my coffee cup. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm gonna take a picture of that. And I actually clipped it off and put it right up on my kitchen cabinet. And so I see it every day. Beth, your potential self is infinite. And so is yours. It always has been. It always will be. So my closing message to you today, and I want to thank you for joining me on Life in Full Expression. I really appreciate you being here. And give yourself a pat on the back for this investment that you did in yourself. Allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love. And again, I want to thank you, your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. Up next on August 29th, I will take us on an exploration of the seven dimensions of life in full expression. So join me Monday, 12 Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Until then, keep asking those high calibrating questions, and I wish you the most in life in full expression. Take care. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.